The happy chimes are ringing. There's a song in the air, and the canary is singing. And we invite you into the organ loft for a very special time of Christmas music. Everyone wants to hear Christmas music at this time of the year, and you're going to hear a lot of beautiful favorites. This particular edition of Christmas edition of Through the Hymn Book, Bert entitled The Call of the Carols. There's one interesting side note about this program. Bert had recorded the program just a few days before he was going to have very serious cancer surgery on December 23rd of that particular year. So we're thankful the Lord brought him through and he kept playing.
Here's one of the most often sung songs of Christmas. It says, O come, O come, O come, all ye faithful, let us adore him. And at this season of the year, it seems all the chimes of Christendom are ringing it, and so we'll pull out all the stops in the organ, including the great big sound of a carillon, saying, come, come, everybody come, let us adore him. Come, O ye faithful, let us adore him, Christ the Lord. Here's a song that uses the word come, a song of Christmas. It says, O come, little children, O come, little children. Often this is sung by children's choirs at the Christmas season. An old, old carol. I don't think they even know who wrote this. But it says, come, little children, oh, come. Now let us sort of imagine that the little children coming are going to ring their little chimes, and they're picking up their little bells as a bell choir church would do so. And they're going to come and sing and play their bells for the Lord Jesus. Oh, come, little children. And I think Zinkspiration, the canary, seems to enjoy Christmas music, too. Did you notice how cheerfully he's singing along as I play the organ? Oh, yes, he's very real. You couldn't find a machine that would sound like that. No, no. I think the reason this particular Zinkspiration seems to enjoy Christmas music is that Christmas season is his birthday. Well, the song I have just played says, "O come, little children, and adore him, Christ the Lord." I think probably the Christmas song that most boys and girls learn first, or one of the earliest, maybe after Silent Night, is the song we called Luther's Cradle Hymn when I was a little boy. Away in the manger, asleep in the hay. Let me play it for you using some of the beautiful flute stops on the organ. Rather ethereal sounds. Away in the manger, far away. Oh, how I could picture that as a little boy. How you pictured it when you were little, too. Or maybe you learned to sing Luther's Cradle Hymn to this lovely tune. I learned this one also. Cattle are lowing, the dear baby sleeps. Or maybe you learned to sing the beautiful Kirkpatrick tune to Luther's Cradle Hymn. The Kirkpatrick tune is used many, many times nowadays by great a cappella choirs and symphony orchestras, and it is indeed a very beautiful, beautiful tune. Thank you. The beautiful tune was written by the great gentleman William Kirkpatrick, who wrote many, many beautiful gospel songs. And the amazing thing that always amuses me just a bit is that when a great a cappella choir or a philharmonic choir wants to sound especially sophisticated, they sing that tune. But they wouldn't think of singing one of Mr. Kirkpatrick's gospel songs. Well, it's nice that at least one of his tunes got through to some of them. All different and delightful tunes for Away in the Manger, known as Luther's Cradle Hymn. The only thing is, now hymnologists feel that Luther did not write Luther's Cradle Hymn. Instead, the latest research seems to indicate that probably it arose, and nobody knows exactly who wrote it, but it arose among the Pennsylvania Dutch who settled in Pennsylvania. So, regardless, the message is beautiful. But here is a song that is definitely written by Martin Luther. It's also about the little Lord Jesus asleep in the hay. This is the song that says, "Ah, dearest Jesus, holy child, make thee a bed soft, undefiled, within my heart, that it may be a quiet chamber kept for thee." What beautiful words by Martin Luther. "Ah, dearest Jesus, holy child, my heart for very joy doth leap, my lips no more can silence keep, I too must sing with joyful tongue that sweetest ancient cradle song." Do you notice that in the last phrase of that song especially, there's sort of an echo of Martin Luther's "A mighty fortress is our God"? I'm playing Christmas music, as here at the Organ Console, I am playing the organ for you, not spinning records, and I hope you're enjoying going through the hymn book. Remember, you can always write a note to the radio station and say, we like Through the Hymn Book, be sure to keep it on the air. One radio station dropped Through the Hymn Book, and another put me at an abominable time, like 1:30 in the morning or 2:30 in the morning, something like that, because they said they hadn't received any mail telling them that people liked Through the Hymn Book. So your letter to the management, you know, really does mean something. It counts. Or you can always write directly to me, Bert Jones, BERTJONES, Through the Hymn Book, Box 575, Erie, Pennsylvania, 16512. And it'll just inspire me as I donate my time to planning, preparing, practicing, and playing Through the Hymn Book. Lots of Christmas music that appeals especially to boys and girls. And here is a lovely favorite spiritual that says, Dear little Jesus boy, sweet little Jesus boy, born in a manger. Here's an old English carol that sort of imagines a child looking at the manger scene and saying, What child is this, born of Mary? What child is this? Why, this is Jesus Christ, the Savior of the world. That's what child this is. It begins with a question. Thank you. Here's another Christmas hymn, which begins with a question. Who is he in yonder stall, at whose feet the shepherds fall? Who is he in deep distress, fasting in the wilderness? And then the triumphant answer comes back, 'Tis the Lord, O wondrous story, 'tis the Lord, the King of glory. At his feet we humbly fall, crown him, Lord of all. Both words and music by Benjamin R. Hanby. Who is he in yonder stall? And you will find this in the Christmas sections of many of the newer hymnals, especially, although the song really isn't particularly new. Another song in the minor key, a song of Christmas, about the little baby Jesus. Lully lully. It's a lullaby song. Joy, joy, joy. That's the name of the song. In some Christmas books, in some hymnals, this is called the Echo Carol, because you hear joy, 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 and then you hear an echo of joy to joy, joy. And there's a little sound of joy to the world here, too. what a joy at this season of the year to play the songs of Christmas and to remind you that all the world has changed because He came to bring joy to the world. Joy to the world, the Lord has come. Till next time, this is Bert Jones saying bye, and you keep singing.